Good morning, and welcome to Newcastle Baptist Church's daily podcast for Friday the 4th of December. Our theme of Jesus Christ is born is today looking at how Jesus Christ was born to be our High Priest. To set the scene, here is the role of the High Priest in the Old Testament, as recounted for us in Leviticus chapter 9, verses 1 to 7. On the eighth day, Moses summoned Aaron and his sons and the elders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a bull calf for your sin offering and a ram for your burnt offering, both without defect, and present them before the Lord. Then say to the Israelites, 'Take a male goat for a sin offering, a calf and a lamb, both a year old and without defect, for a burnt offering, and an ox and a ram for fellowship offering to sacrifice before the Lord, together with a grain offering mixed with olive oil. For today the Lord will appear to you.'" They took the things Moses commanded to the front of the tent of the meeting, and the entire assembly came near and stood before the Lord. Then Moses said, "This is what the Lord has commanded you to do, so that the glory of the Lord may appear to you." Moses said to Aaron, "Come to the altar and sacrifice your sin offering and your burnt offering, and make atonement for yourself and the people. Sacrifice the offering that is for the people, and make atonement for them as the Lord has commanded." The writer goes on to further explain the importance of the high priest in Leviticus chapter 16, verses 29 to 34. "This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. On the tenth day of the seventh month, you must deny yourselves and not do any work, whether native-born or a foreigner residing among you, because on this day atonement will be made for you to cleanse you. Then before the Lord you will be clean from all your sins. It is a day of Sabbath rest, and you must deny yourselves. It is a lasting ordinance. The priest who is anointed and ordained to succeed his father as high priest is to make atonement. He is to put on the sacred linen garments and make atonement for the most holy place, for the tent of meeting and the altar, and for the priests and all the members of the community. This is to be a lasting ordinance for you. Atonement is to be made once a year for all the sins of the Israelites." And it was done as the Lord commanded Moses. This was clearly an important role at the time. The responsibilities of these priests included making the sacrifices, burning the incense, as well as interceding on behalf of the people and teaching the people the laws of the land. As we're about to hear, according to the writer of Hebrews, these services took place day in and day out. The sacrifices were offered over and over, but ultimately, at the end of the day, sin always remained. In Hebrews chapter 4, starting at verse 14 and concluding in chapter 5, verse 10, we read this: "Therefore, since we have a great high priest who has ascended into heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold firmly to the faith we profess. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to feel sympathy for our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet he did not sin. Let us then approach God's throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. Every high priest is selected from among the people and is appointed to represent the people in matters related to God, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins. He is able to deal gently with those who are ignorant and going astray, since he himself was subject to weakness. This is why he has to offer sacrifices for his own sins, as well as the sins of the people. And no one takes this honour on himself, but he receives it when called by God, just as Aaron was. In the same way, Christ did not take on himself the glory of becoming a high priest, but God said to him, 'You are my son. Today I have become your father.' And he says in another place, 'You are a priest forever, in the order of Melchizedek.'" During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with fervent cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission. Son though he was, he learned obedience from what he suffered, and once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, and was designated by God to be the high priest in the order of Melchizedek. The writer of the Hebrews goes on to remind us that Christ's sacrifice was the final sacrifice that needed to be made. In Hebrews chapter 10, verses 10 to 14, our Bibles say this: "And by that will, we have been made holy through the sacrifice of the body of Jesus Christ once and for all. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy." Something needed to change from the Old Testament rituals, and with the coming of Christ, it did. Jesus brought an end to this priestly system. He even brought an end to the temple that housed the priestly operations through the symbolic and very literal tearing of the curtain when he breathed his last. Jesus stepped into the priestly role himself, offering the single sacrifice of his own body as atonement for the sins of all who believe. When his task was completed, he rendered this priestly system obsolete, and he took up the office of our great high priest. It can be challenging to each of us as we look upon the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. This life-giving, life-changing child. But as we see from today's text, it is important as we journey through Advent that we remember the purpose that the baby came into the world for. Jesus came into the world to be our high priest. Let's pray. Jesus, you are our high priest. You have gone before us and opened up a way for us to follow you. And because you are our high priest, we are able to enter into the presence of the Father. We thank you for coming to earth at Christmas, and we thank you for reconciling us to you. Help us to all fix our eyes upon you this season and draw near to us, we pray, in the name of our great high priest, Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you for joining us for the first week of our Advent podcasts. We're going to be taking a rest day tomorrow, as it is Saturday, but join us on Sunday as we continue going through our Advent season at 10:30 a.m. online for our normal Sunday service. We look forward to seeing you there, and until then, God bless you and have a wonderful weekend.